Hi, this is Steve Nerlich, and this is Implausible Engineering, Episode 3, Brain in a Robot. In a step towards not only techno-evolution, but also potential immortality, some future generation of humanity may develop the ability to transfer their brains into robot bodies and hence have very prolonged lives. But there are various complications in trying to engineer this. Assuming you have all the vital arteries and veins attached to tubes which feed a nutrient solution in and out, and that solution contains some kind of hemoglobin carrier that can donate oxygen and remove carbon dioxide, then that's great, although all you are really doing is replacing the life support systems that were previously provided by a human body. Remember that your brain is still a brain, and not in itself a mortal. There are some known brain pathologies that arise from problems within its human body host, but there's plenty of other brain pathologies that arise from the brain itself, and a growing number of those start occurring as the brain ages. It may be the case that a future technological civilization that can keep a transplanted brain alive in a robot will have no problem curing that brain of all its possible pathologies as well, although that will require some fairly invasive chemical, if not physical, manipulation, and perhaps some fundamental genetic re-engineering so that your brain develops the capacity to swap out old cells for new cells. So, with all that going on, both a new artificial body and a somewhat modified brain, it's necessary to start asking whether it's really you anymore. A robot with a brain in it doesn't have to eat, so taste and smell receptors become a bit redundant. Indeed, why limit yourself to your former human specifications when you can equip your robot body with all sorts of enhanced physical and chemical senses? For example, it could have a visual range that extends into the ultraviolet and infrared. So your enhanced brain, sitting in its mechanical body, would be receiving quite different sensory inputs than it used to receive. So while you might still convince yourself you are still you, catch up with an old friend for coffee that you won't drink but you might undertake a discreet spectroscopic analysis of, and that old friend is likely to say, you know, you've changed. Of course, in reality, life is a bit like this, although in less dramatic steps. While it's reasonable to feel you are who you were yesterday, your connection with the squalling infant you were at birth, or even the geeky teenager you later became, are fairly tenuous connections, given the physical, cognitive, and personality changes you've undergone since. So, while your transition to your new robot self may also transform what was you into something a bit different, that something a bit different will be just as determined to maintain its personal integrity and survive another day, and it will also have your driver's license, house keys, and credit cards. Of course, making all that work will require substantial modifications to any current legal frameworks that establish identity, since you'll have lost your fingerprints, your face, and your retinas, remembering you are going to replace your eyes with much more versatile optical sensors. But, presuming lots of people follow this path, when the option becomes available, it's likely their lawyers will come up with a solution. But anyway, what's all this quasi-philosophical rambling doing in a space science podcast? Well, it's worth considering whether our brain in a robot descendants would make great astronauts. After all, they already have self-contained life support, and may be able to endure somewhat higher acceleration forces, although since they still have that delicate squishy brain inside their titanium skull, that advantage may only be slight. But the reasons for a brain in a robot to become an astronaut are quite compelling. Much of our human lives on Earth are spent pursuing commodities, accommodation, and comfort. Whereas a brain in a robot could happily just stand out in the rain, perhaps passing the time by watching a 3D surround sound movie that's played through its optical and audio sensors, or it could just go to sleep, which the brain will still presumably need to do, unless the interventions that keep the brain in homeostasis might also eliminate the need for brain rest. So, as a brain in a robot, you could not only be mostly immortal, but also not need to sleep, which of course means you will have a lot of time on your hands. Also, a brain in a robot might not be that keen on the company of others. As a brain in a robot, you run the ever-present risk of someone hacking into your robot control systems, forcing you to march to some back-alley lab where your brain would be unceremoniously scooped out to be replaced by the brain of someone else who had paid the right money on the black market. So, particularly if you have a top-of-the-line robot body, going off-world to explore the universe might start looking like the best option.